Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 49 of the year, Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out to the desert today, Arizona. We are looking at District 3, which encompasses the urban core and the vibrant, incredibly diverse neighborhoods of Phoenix. And today, we are profiling one of the most rapidly rising stars in Washington, a lawmaker who brings a staggering amount of international diplomatic experience to the House. We are talking about Democrat Yasemin Ansari.
Stephen, Representative Ansari is a historic figure in the 119th Congress for several reasons. First of all, she was born in 1992, which currently makes her the youngest woman serving in the United States Congress. Her colleagues actually elected her to be the president of the Democratic freshman class. Furthermore, she is the very first Iranian-American Democrat to ever be elected to Congress. She is the daughter of parents who fled Iran during the Islamic Revolution, and she grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, deeply aware of what it means to seek asylum and fight for fundamental freedoms.
And that background pushed her right into global politics at a very young age. She went to Stanford for her undergraduate degree and then to Cambridge for her master's. And she didn't just get an internship at a law firm. She was selected for a highly prestigious fellowship that put her directly in the United Nations. She actually served as a senior policy advisor to UN Secretaries General Ban Ki-moon and Antonio Guterres. Her primary focus? The global climate crisis. She spent a year working directly on the negotiations that built the historic Paris Climate Agreement.
Which is incredible experience for someone in their 20s. But Ansari realized that signing a global treaty in Europe doesn't mean much if the cities back home aren't actually cutting emissions. So she leaves the UN, comes back to Arizona, and runs for the Phoenix City Council in 2021. She wins, becoming the youngest person ever elected to the council, and she immediately goes to work on climate policy. At the municipal level, she pushed the city to transition to electric buses. Most importantly, she created the city's first ever Office of Heat Response and Mitigation.
We have to pause and talk about why that is so vital. Phoenix is the hottest major city in the United States. During the summer, the temperatures routinely soar past 110 or 115 degrees for weeks at a time. The asphalt melts. People who work outside or people who are experiencing homelessness literally die from heat exposure. It is a massive public health crisis. Ansari took that hyperlocal understanding of extreme heat and brought it directly to Washington when she was elected to Congress in 2024 to succeed Ruben Gallego.
Exactly. And because of that specialized background, she was given immense power the second she stepped onto Capitol Hill. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she sits on two incredibly important committees, the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform and the Committee on Natural Resources. And Stephen, as a freshman, she was named the ranking member of the Natural Resources Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. That is almost unheard of for a first-term representative.
It really shows how much the Democratic leadership trusts her expertise. That subcommittee oversees all energy development and mining on public lands and federal waters, with the new White House administration pushing to massively expand fossil fuel drilling and pull out of international climate agreements. Ansari is the tip of the Democratic spear fighting back. She is using her position to aggressively defend the investments made by the Inflation Reduction Act, and she just introduced the Geothermal Gold Book Development Act to streamline permitting for clean geothermal energy.
And she is translating her local work in Phoenix into massive federal legislation. Let's look at her 2025 and 2026 legislative blitz. She introduced a comprehensive extreme heat package, which includes the Excess Urban Heat Mitigation Act and the Extreme Heat Economic Study Act, which she partnered on with Arizona Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego. She also teamed up with Senator Ed Markey to introduce the Heating and Cooling Relief Act,
which is so important. That bill seeks to drastically expand LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. For decades, that program was mostly used to help families in the Northeast pay for heating oil in the winter. Ansari is arguing that the program must be modernized to help families in the Southwest pay for air conditioning in the summer, because AC is no longer a luxury in places like Arizona. It is absolute life support.
She is also incredibly active on the Oversight Committee, taking a very combative stance against the new administration's policies. Just a few weeks ago, in February 2026, she introduced the Dual Hatting Act. This is a bill designed to prevent executive branch officials from holding multiple federal roles at the exact same time, which she argues is being used by the administration to consolidate power and avoid Senate confirmation scrutiny. She is demanding total transparency.
She is also a fierce advocate for immigrant rights and human rights. She recently introduced the Artemis Act. This bill was named after a 27-year-old Iranian immigrant who was deported after seeking asylum. The legislation is designed to completely halt the expedited removal of immigrants if they are being deported back to countries that the State Department designates as severe human rights violators. She is also leading the charge to introduce the Persian Gulf Act, blocking federal funds from being used by the administration to rename the historic body of water to the Arabian Gulf for political reasons.
She is representing a district that perfectly aligns with this progressive, activist energy. AZ03 is the urban heart of Phoenix. It is heavily majority Hispanic. It has a massive working-class population employed in construction and the service industry. It is a deep blue district, which allows Ansari to govern without constantly looking over her shoulder at a Republican challenger. She is free to be an unapologetic progressive champion.
She is the UN diplomat who took on the brutal heat of the Arizona desert.
The freshman class president leading the fight for climate action and executive accountability.
That is Representative Yasmin Ansari. That is our profile for Arizona's 3rd district. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.